Hi guys, and welcome back to Gracefully Said. I'm your host, Grace Ajilore. I know you guys have been fighting me. You've been wanting to know where I am. I've just been relaxing. You know, the sun is shining. But I hope you've been well. I hope you're happy to see me, because I'm happy to see you. And I love you. Die. So this week, we're just going to go straight into the hot topic, because there's no point even dragging anything any further. Opinion on girls being flown out or going back to guys' houses. How do you not find it diabolical anyway to be following a stranger to their house? Is that not a red flag for you? Is that not frightening behavior? Is that not scary behavior? Because for me, I find that to be quite scary, a stranger. But what is it that that man is giving you? He gave you a couple of shillings. It took you a couple of pennies. But because you're gagging, you're hungry, you just decided to follow a stranger to their house, to their apartment. I find that to be strange. Even when you finish the clubs, you've just seen one. How is that not insane and scary to you girls? You guys need to stop that. I always have you lot's back, but this time I'm not fucking having your back. It's frightening to follow a strange man to their hotel. I don't care who that guy is. It's scary. Also being flown out, that's even more diabolical. That's even more scary as well, because you are literally flying to another place, to another city, to another country. Your family's not there. Nobody's there. You don't know anybody. Some people do it hush hush. You're also scary and frightening. I find that just weird. Like, nothing could possess me to follow anyone. I'm scared of strangers, and you should too. At least, you know, get to know someone before you allow them to fly you out. And then when things go wrong, that's when you lot have so much to say. I feel like I've seen a couple of people that have that online, whether on like TikTok or whatever, they have like a story time. This guy flew me out. First of all, you're not disgraced. You even came out on national TikTok to say that somebody flew you out. Are you not scary? Are you not like, you don't even feel disgraced? Because something like that, you just keep quiet. Girls going away with strangers because of money. These guys, mind you, they didn't have any money. Someone said just this afternoon that he wants to fly me to Miami. I said, bring 50K. He kept quiet. They don't have just ordinary 50K. You cannot bring out. But you're there splashing, showing yachts. Is yacht 50? How much is yacht? If you see the list. No, Kevin, I need to give you the list of this thing. It was crazy. The list of what he said he can give me. He can give me the, what is it? He could drinks, everything, accommodation. You don't know me from Adam. You don't know me from anywhere. You don't know me from a hole in the wall. You want to fly me? Okay, bring 50K, I'm coming. You flew away like a bird. Please, save yourselves. Don't allow all this fake lifestyle to go and lead you to your grave. Anyway, moving on. Opinions on overly muscular. This question has me finished. Okay. My opinion on overly muscular guys. What are you training for? In fact, God bless the person that wrote this. Because what exactly are you training for? Muzzle. Even at the back of your neck. What exactly are you training for? I understand the what. In fact, I don't even really understand those champions. I've actually been very scared of them, to be quite honest with you. To see men training, world champions, whatever, and you guys are training your muzzle. Everywhere is muzzle. I find the whole hobby to be quite bizarre. But that's just me. What do I know? what do I know? But my opinion on it, I personally don't like overly muscular men. I feel like there was once upon a time when I was, you know, a visual person. I used to look at men and see them and pounce. But now the blood of Jesus reigns in me. I no longer look at somebody and pounce on them. You know, I take some time to actually get to know them. So yeah, before I used to be like, oh, the muscles. But now having a crazy amount of muscle up and down is just very... You're too hard. I need a bit of soft meat on the body of my man's body. I need to be able to hug you and not feel like I'm hugging a stone. There's no need for you to be walking around with Johnny Bravo arms. I was saying it the other day, football as arms as how. And all, honestly, can I just say something, men? Listen, you're not enjoyable when you're just constantly fighting in the gym every day, pouring glasses of protein shake up and down. You are no longer fun to be around. You're not even fun. Everything is just protein shake. That you can't relax. You can't relax. 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 I don't mind a little, you know, have a little bit of, you know, muscle on your body. Like, be fit. Do you understand? Nobody said walk around with hanging belly that you're putting in your jeans. No, we're saying just a little bit. But I don't know. It's all preference at the end of the day. Like, that's just my opinion. I just think you guys don't need to go as hard. The other day I went out and I was seeing muscles everywhere. And I felt like that was their whole personality. It's like, the muscle is not doing anything for me. I don't need your muscle. Okay, I don't need your muscle. I need money. Okay, sorry. Who said? Okay. Me, I did. Anyway, opinion on... Wait, there's another one. Would you prefer a dad body or a masculine body? A masculine body. I'm sorry to say, I cannot accept a dad body. But there's some dad bodies that are... They're okay, but not the one that I'm thinking of. No, I can't do it. I would definitely take the Johnny Bravo. I can't have a man. I cannot have my man having breasts. I will insult you. Like any little thing, see your breasts. Anything he does, I would say, you see? See your breast? That's evil. But yeah, no to the breast and the dad body and the belly hanging. Yeah, no for me. Why do certain women not get picked to be wives? Ha! This is a very wow. Okay, where should I start? Why do women not get picked? Okay, some wives that men have picked, they look like they are ready to die in the kitchen. There are some women that are happy to, they look like, I'm that girl that will clean the kitchen, that clean the floor, wash the pints, wash everywhere. I'm the servant, the maid. Some people look like the maid. They look like the help. And you know, men are looking for somebody to sit down in the house and be that maid. And then there's some people that look like me. Do I look like I'm ready to be in the kitchen? To sit down there and be folding your pants inside your drawer? No. So they know they're very strategic about who they pick. They know what they are picking. They know who's going to challenge them. They know who's going to, you know, question them. They know who's going to be submissive. They know who is not going to be submissive. They know who's going to, you know, give them a hard little, you know, telling off. You've done this, you've done that, you've not done this, you're not. Even they don't even like people telling them to pick up their pants and their dirty socks from the floor. Some men, they don't like that. They will feel that that's a challenge. You should have picked it up for me. So they know what they're doing. And I think when you're not a woman like that, you will not be easily picked because they're expecting Molly the maid or Fola the maid. Bridget, the maid. But if you're not the maid, they're not going to pick you. They have to pick the women that are, you don't talk too much. You don't have an opinion. You might have an opinion, but you keep it to yourself. If you're basically just going to be quiet, you're going to shut up. You're going to sit down. You're going to respect me. You're not going to tell me your opinion. You're going to allow me to cheat in peace. Some men, they like you to just, you know, let them do what they want to do outside. And keep quiet. And also, some also have a certain look. I was saying this earlier. They choose a woman that has a certain look. They're not going to pick the one that every day she's changing her wig, she's going out, she's doing this, she's buying this, she likes luxury. Some men, they know that it costs money to upkeep that one. They want the woman that's not going to say, can I have Chanel? Can I have Louis Vuitton. They don't want you to open your lips and request a dime for anything. Your duty is to sit down in the house, clean the kitchen, look after the children, and be doing the sexing. Open your leg. You might not even want to do the sexing, but you have to do it. Do you know how hell that is, by the way? Do you know what? Actually, just saying it out loud makes me sick. Because what do you mean I have to now have sex when I don't want to have sex because I'm a wife? It's fine when you're in a relationship where it's a marriage, sorry, that's two-way. So it's like, fine, I will do my wifely duties. When a man is not, you know, taking advantage of that, that's natural. But when a man is just using that, you're just there for that purpose only, that's the problem. To just be in the house as a, there has to be English for it. It can't just be the maid. It's something else. To just be someone that is being used, like, for that purpose only. You're not a human being. You're just a thing that is gluing the household sort of together. That's not a marriage, you know? That's the reason why you're not going to get picked, because some of us will make noise. Some of us will say, hell! I rebuke, I reject this. Some of us will, you know, I will turn up at your workplace and disgrace you. That's why you didn't get picked. Because they don't want public disgrace. They use certain women for certain things. So kind of going back to what I said as well, maybe you're even a wife that he doesn't even bring out. There's some people that you don't know that they're even together, they're married, but sometimes you're like, oh, you're married to... They don't show you because you're not the figurine that he wants to bring outside. You're not the speck. You're just a speck for the household. So there's just certain things that certain women have that look of, I want to be in the kitchen. I want to die in the kitchen. I'm going to stay here forever to be the wife, the best wife, you know? And there's some of us that will not accept that. So you're not going to be picked. You know, they will not pick you because you're making too much noise. You're making too much noise. I just want to say, who gives a damn? That's all I want to say. Who gives a damn? If they don't pick you, they don't pick you. You will not die. If they don't pick you, you will not die. And I'll tell you what, you probably live in more peace. You probably live in more peace than staying with someone who is just using you as an object in the house. Slaving. And some of you are actually crying. No, legit. Some of you are actually crying. Oh, they didn't pick me. Gagging to be married. Gagging to be married. And you're crying every day for this man who is just keeping you in the house as a figurine. Okay, guys, so this is the end of the hot topics. We're going to go on to dilemmas.
I found out my fiance lied about something small before we got engaged. He told me he had a job, but didn't at the time and was too embarrassed to say otherwise.
Hey.
If you can lie about something so small, should that be a red flag? And should I be reconsidering this marriage?
You have to reconsider the marriage. Yeah. A small lie. You know, that's funny because yesterday I saw somebody that I kind of fancy, kind of liked, like whatever. This is all on the same topic. And I asked him a question and he was just stammering. I said, I had to hold this chair. Cool down. You know, I'm not your girlfriend. I'm not your wife. You don't need to lie. He said he took a deep breath. Okay, I just want to say that. And then all the truth started coming out. That shows me that you are naturally, you have the ability to just lie. Because this is not under pressure or anything. I'm not your wifey. I'm not your girlfriend. I'm not your mommy. I'm not your daddy. The first thing, lie. That shows me you're a liar. If you come with a small lie, that is already... small lies are not even really small lies. They're the biggest of all lies. Because if you can't tell the truth about a small thing, what makes me think you will tell the truth about a big one? So you
The difference here is, I guess, he was embarrassed. Right, this is his partner.
He's not embarrassed. He's a liar.
It's the embarrassment that made
he's
him
not,
lie.
He's not, Kevin, he's not embarrassed. He's a liar. He's a liar. You just have to call something what it is. He's not embarrassed. There's things that embarrass me that I just have to say, you know what? I know I was a disgrace. I know I was a disgrace. The truth is, and you just say the truth. What you going on and lying just shows me that you're naturally a, if you're not naturally a liar, you just, the truth has to fall out of your mouth. That's why you guys are correcting me every day, because they say, you can't say that, it's too honest. Do you understand? Because naturally, I have to tell the truth. You can't just be lying. So what you're saying doesn't make any sense anyway. He's a liar. Regardless if he was embarrassed, regardless if he was shame, regardless if you, no. If you're in a relationship with someone, it is your duty to tell the truth. And some of you need to be fucking told, because all you do is lie in relationships. It's fucking tiring. If you have a small lie, just tell the truth and set the devil free. Because that small lie, all you do is lie and lie. And you have to put another lie on top of another lie. And put it's so, are you not tired? Yo, please. It's actually getting tiring now. Especially when you're grown. What am I going to do to you other than tell you that you're a fucking stupid person? Like, what else could I possibly do? At least I'm going to respect you and say, well, at least you told the truth. Right? As opposed to, oh, so really, you're just a liar. I rest my fucking case.
I've always felt my girlfriend has put me second to her family. She has never admitted it, but I've always felt it. What's worse is we now have kids, and I feel I've fallen even lower, which I somewhat understand, but doesn't help. As a man, should I care or should I just put up and shut up?
I feel like, can we get off of the, I'm not going to lie, like, men also need to be loved. They need to be loved. They do get forgotten about in relationships, I can't lie. We do forget about them, do you know what I mean? We do, and I feel like there needs to be love on men that behave. I don't know whether you thought where you thought that conversation was going. That behave. We only give goodies to well-behaved men, not the ones that are treating women like trash. This is not for you. Change the channel. Change the channel. But yeah, no, I do think that men do really get forgotten about. But again, just for the good ones, we don't care about any other person's feelings that treats women like poo. We don't care about you. We don't care about your feelings. Go and give your feelings to somebody who cares, right? But the good ones who really, you know, look after their family, you deserve love. You deserve to be hugged. You deserve all the good things that come with having a wife. Do you understand? But anything else, none of us care. Okay? So, yeah, we can move on.
One of my girls is super toxic when it comes to relationships with guys. Her last boyfriend even had to get police involved because her toxicness became too obsessive.
Okay.
As a friend, should I tell her what she is doing is wrong and that she needs to fix up? Or should I leave her and don't get involved?
Friendship, you only put your mouth inside somebody's business that asks you to put your mouth there. That's the main thing I have to say. Friendship, drama with their man, with their boyfriend, with their... If the girl calls you and says, Grace, what do you think? Give her the advice. No problem. If she didn't ask you for your advice, don't bring your mouth there. I'll tell you why. Women will do what they want to do. Women will do, ultimately, as someone who is a rider for her friends, I ride through the trenches for my friends. Like, I'm one of those friends where, like, if someone really did something to you, I would turn up with you. I won't tell you the instrument I will be carrying, but I will be there with a flash. I will be there. Yes, I will be there. I won't tell you the circumstances, but yes, I will be there. And I just think some women, you just have to let them be. You just have to let them be, because they're going to go back and repeat it. Sometimes there are women who enjoy the toxicity. There's women that I know that have slapped their partners in front of me. I've witnessed it. I saw the slap. I squeezed. Slapping a grown man, I have never done. And you guys know that I can be, it's all for show, because I can never do it. Slap a grown ass man that's way, way taller than you. My girl jumped up to slap him. Yeah. So, you know, and if you involve yourself, because mind you, she slapped him. The next day they're chatting again. They're all loving each other, kissing each other. They love it. So I feel like you don't need to involve yourself unless somebody has, like, it's more on the man's end of things. Like, if he's liking it, he's staying there. He's not said anything. Enjoy your marriage. Enjoy your boyfriends. Enjoy your, because women generally will just go back. Like, a girl who's not going to go back will never be there in the first place. And really, that's just it. I will never be in a situation with someone that I don't want to be in with unless I'm thoroughly enjoying it. So there's no need for me to say anything. What do I need to say? Don't go to that boy again. He's not good for you. Like, for what? She's enjoying it. So
I agree. You shouldn't get involved in people's relationship, whether it's a guy or a girl. Like, you should, like, if they're living their life and one day they're happy, one day they're sad, let them be. But let's say there's a particular trait from your girl that she has that is clearly wrong. And she could have broken up with the guy and she's single at the time. But you know that trait is going to carry on to the next relationship, the next relationship, the next relationship. And it could be bad. Would you then say something to her at that point?
No.
No. It might not affect you because you're her friend and it's not a loving sexual relationship. So couldn't be a difference to whether she does that with somebody else or not.
But she's going
to do it with the next guy, and it could be detrimental to her in finding a long-term partner.
Because that's not my business.
But as a friend, you want her to find a long-term partner.
That's not my business.
You want her to be happy.
Honestly, it's not my business. Let me just act as though this is actually my friend. If I've known her for a long time, best believe I've mentioned it to her before.
Yeah. So you
there's
would
no way. There's
so,
no
so
way.
So you would mention it at some
maybe
point.
I've mentioned it somewhere down the line.
Yeah.
But if I've known, let's just say I've known a girl 5 years, and she's my good, good friend. Yeah. I wouldn't say she's my best friend, but she's my good, good friend.
Yeah.
And do you know how many places we've probably been to, we've gone out to, the places we've seen, things we've done together? Yeah. I might have said it, even in a joking way, that thing you're doing is kind of mad. Like,
that was my question to you. Just would you mention it at least once?
Probably not. But I just feel like if it's something where I've spent a long time with the girl, it would have come out in conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
But what I'm trying to say is that, like, for me, from things I've seen within friendships, women ultimately are the ones that will remove themselves from a situation they're not happy in. Do you understand? If she ain't happy, she's going to remove herself. If she's happy to stay there, she's stuck in there. However, whichever way, you have to leave it. There's nothing you can do. She's enjoying it. Clearly, that's why she's still there. Women, yes. Actually, do you know what? It's so crazy because, like, a part of me feels like women can be controlled, but then there's a part of me that's like, women cannot be controlled.
Yeah, or something.
Women cannot be controlled. Like, the women I've seen all my life, you can't control women. It's if they are, like, some women just enjoy it. They enjoy being in toxic things. Do you understand? Like, there's levels. I like a little bit of toxic sometimes, you know? Like I said, for example, the whole Nigerian thing is like where we cuss each other. Like, my thing is like cussing, you cuss me, I cuss you. And I remember I was saying something, we was on some like work trip or something, and one of the girls was like, oh, one of the things I hate, is like, he can't say anything about the way I look. But I'm so used to that. Like, in my household, that's all we do. We fucking bully each other every day. Oh, look at your fucking shoes. Oh, ha, 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 ha. Look at you. Look at your head. Ha, ha, ha. That's just like our way of like loving each other. It's not that deep. Do you understand? So I feel like it's just, I don't know. We're just, I guess you're just different. It's just all different perspectives, I guess. But like, it's just never that deep. You know, we leave it up to them to make their decision, because ultimately they're going to, it's their relationship. So you can put in your two pence. It's a waste of breath because women cannot really be controlled like that. Before, I used to be very like I would have conversations with my girls, be like, oh, blah, blah, blah. I don't do any of that shit anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I do not. I've only got time for the youngers.
Yeah.
I don't have time for grown-ass women. Like, you don't want to be there, don't be there. If you want to be there, continue and enjoy it. Don't call me when everything, in fact, call me because I do like a little tea. I go by the rules of not getting involved. Because I'm yapping. I've seen it time and time again where I'm supporting people. They're still going to go back and go and do what they want to do anyway. They'll call me. I've seen it all. My friend calling me because someone has beaten her. My friend calling me because they found out the man's been cheating. Seeing someone who's been caught red-handed. Seeing someone who's just seen...
Stuff like that.
Her man sitting down with someone in dinner and he lied and said that he was doing football. Like, I've seen it all. But the one thing that is consistent is they always go back.
Yeah.
So what's the point? You just wanted to vent.
Yeah.
So I'm now here, I just sit down like a vent.
Yeah.
And let it come inside my ears and vent out. Personally, I just feel like the best way is to not get involved because in my experience, I've seen the women always end up going back. And what happens though is, don't do anything to someone that I love or care for, by the way, because I will never forgive you. So what happens is when you bring that scary man around me, don't be now nudging me and forcing me to smile. I'm not going to smile with any person that you've told me what they've done to you. So that's my thing. I'm actually just a woman that stands on what I preach and what I'm saying. So if I say I'm going to leave that man, I'm going to leave that man. I'm not just saying it because of the heat of the moment. So yeah, I just think for me, I've just learned that because I've got very strong opinions and strong thoughts and like, I really like to fight in people's corner that when I think it's wrong, what someone's done to them, I'll really fight for that cause. But you know, as life will teach you, sometimes it's like you're fighting in vain because they end up going back to whoever they were with. They end up, you know, sometimes they even solidify it, go and have pregnancy there. You know, just all these wild things. So me personally, I've learned to seal my lips until you want to call me. Maybe you want to just call to vent and talk to me. And they end up going back. This is even women in marriages. I've got some friends that are married as well. And they're like, oh, he did this. I'm leaving. I'm packing out. And da, da, da. You did 48 hours. They're all back together. So it's best to just close your mouth and just not get involved. So yeah, that's just my opinion on it. And yeah, everybody be safe. Anyway, okay guys, that's the end of this week's dilemmas. And yeah, that's the end of this video. Let me know what you felt. What hot topic or dilemma just sort of, you know, made you think, wow, that is speaking to me. Is it, you know, have you just been one of the friends that have been lying to your other friends that you're going to leave and you end up staying? What else was there today that we spoke about? Have you been flown out by a gangster and regretted it? Have you had a muscle? Have you had those dynamite muscle boyfriends and you're regretting it now? Put it down below. I would love to hear your thoughts and feelings. But thank you. We're back now. I don't really know. What days are we back now? What Wednesdays? Yes, we're back every Wednesday now. So, yeah. Sorry we had some time off. But now we have come back. Okay? Love you. See you in the next one.